Hi, Katie.
Hi.
For those not in the know, Katie and I were in a meeting directly before this one, and are often in a meeting directly before this one.
Meeting buddies.
Yeah.
I mean, all of y'all are kind of becoming my meeting buddies.
It gets that way sometimes. Jennifer, do you want to lead today's meeting or did you want me to? We didn't actually discuss that, so
I'm good if you want to, or if you don't want to, I can.
it doesn't matter to
Okay, it
me.
doesn't matter. Yeah. So we can flip-flop. I did last time, or did you do last time?
I did last time.
Oh, okay, I can do this time. I was just
I think I did last time. I'm pretty sure I did last time. But I can't be 100% certain. Everything kind of
yeah.
blends together.
I was just taking attendance. Do we have a note taker? Today.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I'm new here. So I will volunteer to take notes.
Oh, wow. Well,
Sorry.
thank you. I didn't mean to put you on the
That's
spot.
okay. That's okay.
So
That's
welcome.
okay.
Where are you
Thank
from,
you.
Melissa?
So I started working at Seton Hall University a couple of months ago, and we are using Folio. I used to work with Alma and Primo, and yeah, I've just been experimenting a lot with Folio and the data import profiles, and I've been doing a lot of work trying to get authorities into our system. Authority files. So I'm just interested to hear folks' workflows and to see, what's in store for the system, and what kind of updates and refinements are coming along. So yeah.
Right.
Welcome,
Well,
Melissa.
Melissa.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
We do have a lab as well. I see Christy's already put in the notes, but I'll put them in again. And the lab typically meets Thursday, 3 to 4 Eastern time zone, and I can get that information to
Sure, yeah, no rush at all. No rush at all.
Yeah, I'll give you the overview page. So our overview page has links to documents as well as this meeting and links to the import lab session and all of that. So you should be good to go on that.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm seeing
Yeah.
them in the chat. Thank you.
All right. So it is 104, so why don't we get started? I'm going to share my screen. Hopefully you should be all able to see my screen. Excellent. Thank you, Ryan. Yes, I like working at work, but with the two screens, sometimes I get used to the laptop where you're just looking at a very small screen. I don't know what to do suddenly with the two screens. I'm like overwhelmed, so little too overwhelming. All right, but to our data import business. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday, October 22nd. Does anyone have any announcements that they would like to share with us?
I can just say for anyone who hasn't seen it in the Slack channel, I did post a link to the documentation for reporting a bug. I changed the title from filing a bug to reporting a bug. And so I have updated that page based on our discussion last time. I think that there's some things that we might have touched on that didn't make it into the notes, but I vaguely remember and haven't been addressed. We can definitely consider this a work in progress, but I'm actually very pleased with the progress and the discussion that we had last time. So thank you all for really diving into that. And I think that we did a good job in putting something together that maybe codifies our process and validates some of the things that we have been doing, but also kind of makes it more official, right? And reinforces the idea that we're doing the right things in the right order, and we're moving towards a goal. And I think that, and I hope that those of you who are new to the project find the work that we're doing right now to kind of create documentation about our process and our community. And as a part of that, documentation writing, actually establishing some norms and common practices. So thank you. Feel free to take a look and read through and provide feedback either here in the SIG or on the Slack channel. I'm really interested to hear from people as you start to use it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Chrissy. And definitely at the end of these wiki pages, you can add a comment directly to this page. If you have a login, you can just log in and make some comments or bring up the comment in Slack. So in our channel or of course during the meeting. So yeah. Any other announcements?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I wasn't sure I was being heard. Christy, you mentioned last time that we were going to do another meeting on with ordering with the acquisition SIG, and I want to know if that was happening because I want to make sure that all our Stanford people who do that stuff know that we're having that and maybe they can attend.
Yeah, I was thinking about that for next time, the 29th. I have not actually, I actually spent most of my data import SIG time this week working on updating that document, and I haven't done anything about pulling that meeting together. How do we feel? Is next week's session an appropriate time? Do we want to wait another week or so to pull together to regroup from that last demo we had and keep the conversation going about data import and really acquisitions. Does anyone have any thoughts on that? I can absolutely pull together an agenda pretty quickly. There are a lot of bugs out there that are related to acquisitions and data import. And we can maybe focus on that next time. I don't know, Jennifer, what do you think? Or do you think that we shouldn't interrupt the momentum we have working on the documentation overall on the wiki?
I'm just sorry, I'm jumping in here. Christy, would I thought of something. Would it make sense for maybe as a group in the next meeting, we can, look at every, everything, well, everything, not everything, all the issues that are related to maybe orders and see if maybe we could prioritize them and see which ones we really need to have input from those who work in acquisitions, because I'm thinking, to make sure that people from the acquisition SIG are able to come, we might want to give them at least 2 week notice.
I mean, I was thinking about the additional notice as a reason to maybe put it off until 2 weeks from today, rather than next week. So maybe we schedule it for the 5th. I can post in the acquisitions SIG channel immediately after this meeting and the data import Slack channel that we'll be focusing on, issues related to order imports on the 5th in our SIG meeting, and I can pull together that agenda.
Great, thank you. Any other? Oh, yeah.
No, I just want to say thank you.
Any other comments or announcements? All righty, so we are going to go to and look at some of these new pages that we have here. Let me just copy the link here for you. So the next one, so last time we saw reporting a bug. Maybe this one should be called reporting a new topic as well. Hopefully everyone can see this page. So this is guidance on one of the other pathways that we have to participate in the development of data import. And essentially what this page covers is, what do you do if you have a new idea? And it's not a bug. It's not in well, it wouldn't be a bug. Well, I don't know, maybe it would, who knows? It's not in a Jira somewhere. It's something entirely new. Like I want to I don't Maybe I shouldn't think of new things now. Anyway, yes, I will not think of new things. So this page goes over that. So, and it is our spreadsheet, our old implementer spreadsheet. So you need to make sure, so you have this new idea, you need to make sure that it's logged in. You go to the last entry in the spreadsheet and add a new row if necessary. And then you add the topic description, date, your name, and if it's been discussed or not in a SIG. So really, these new topics are topics that aren't found in Jira, and which I said right here. So I'm not sure if anyone did people have a chance to look at this page beforehand, or is this the kind of the first time they're seeing it?
First time for me.
So, one, you make sure it's not in Jira, and then you just, fill out this. I can go to the spreadsheet. Oh, you'll notice that, none of these have Jira links because they just aren't in Jira. So they are really new ideas. Once there is a Jira link, then it will go into how we manage issues in Jira with the labels of data SIG, needs reviewed or has reviewed, and all of that. You'll notice that some of these, I mean, we already have stuff, and it covers, here's one for EDIFACT, but there's also, other things. And so if you're in here, you edit. If not, I'll just go in and edit. I'm sure you all know how to edit, but just be here you just click on that button and you put the kind of the name, the original description. And the reason this is called original description is once we flesh it out for Jira, that description might change slightly. The data was added to here, so today being October 22nd. Provided by, your name and if it's been discussed in a meeting. And that's it. So what we will try to do, as we said in our participation and development guide, is we're trying to balance all of these topics that come from different pathways. So we do have kind of markers in, I'll go back to the agenda. You'll see here, right now we're reviewing pages, but here's a new topic and here's one for a JIRA issue, and then kind of a template discussion at the time of a flower release, which Sunflower, I think it was officially released to be, way before we did this. So our next one, when we'll talk about roadmap and MVP, will be Trillium, whenever that comes out. So let me go back to this page, and what are your thoughts?
More of a question about the process because I'm less familiar with this. What happens if a topic is discussed but does not result in a JIRA number? What happens to that in the spreadsheet?
It would stay in the spreadsheet, but that's a good question. I guess, what do we want to happen with it? I mean, it could. A part of me is thinking is that we just didn't finish the discussion with it, so it needs to be discussed more. So maybe it's something that needs to go on. We need to continue that discussion in the next meeting as well.
It also might be useful for your name at your school because, as we just saw, Melissa is new here. And we, so, obviously, can follow up with the person, but we don't necessarily know if it's a school issue.
So are you, Jeanette, are you thinking here, provided by name and institution here?
No, just on the instructions there, it says just your name.
Oh, yes. Here, I can edit that right away. Thank you. And institution. So going back to the question that you had, Vivian. What do people think if we are discussing a new topic and it doesn't result in a JIRA issue, what should happen? Just jump on in, Christy.
Thanks. I think that this is a really good question, and I think it is, a gap in our process. I think it is connected also to like MVP. I'm looking at, I mean, it is a way of collecting the functionality that has been brought up as desirable, and that's just never been acted upon because, priorities, right? And time. So coming up with a way of capturing this and sort of like slotting it into the big picture and managing these, requirements is something that I think is, a good thing to do, and not letting things stagnate on this list. Maybe we tie this into the, like I said, the discussion of, MVP and how to make sure things get captured and documented. We shouldn't have to dig back through a topic list to remind ourselves that a piece of functionality was requested, but we couldn't act on it at the time, or we didn't act up on it at the time. For instance, I'm looking at one topic here, that I put on. And it's, well, I've got two here, and both of them are things that we still need, right? And we have workarounds for them. One of them is data import log does not, pro oh, no, that was not it. This is the one I was thinking about. Update instance holdings and items in reverse order. We can match an instance holding and an item and then update the instance holdings and item, but we can't like update the item, the holdings, and then the instance. Like this would actually, solve some of our problems with, that we were talking about with the mark modifications, where we want to say map data and then delete it. We need data in our 9xx fields to populate our holdings and our items, but we can't delete it until after it's been used to update or create those holdings or items. We also have an issue with our storage retrieval system, where if we are ingest something, like something gets ASR location, meaning it's in our automated storage retrieval system, it gets ingested when we set the holdings location, but it needs a barcode. And if you create or update the holdings and save it before you update the item with the barcode, then it throws an error because it gets ingested into automated service retrieval system before it has an item or before the item has the barcode added, and it gets sent without the barcode. So we would like to, do that in reverse, where we update the item and then the holdings and then the instance, so the item gets updated before the holdings. But we can't do that. We have to update the instance first, and before an item, and you have to update a holdings before an item. Anyway, the whole point of that was that this has been on there a really long time, and we discussed it, and it seemed reasonable, but no Jira, no feature, nothing was created. It was not recorded as a reminder to come back to it at any point. It's just kind of hanging out on this list. And how do we go back? How do we manage a backlog of features, right? If not, here or in Jira. Vivian?
I was going to say, so you noted that that item has been on this spreadsheet a long time, and it was discussed, but there's nothing to indicate that that particular item was ever discussed, because there's no link to a page under has been discussed. And so that's kind of part of the same question that I asked before, is that, okay, are we, and this is not meant to be about blame or anything, but are we keeping this spreadsheet updated? When things have been discussed, then there should be a link to the document that indicates that they've been discussed. I also feel like, I don't, I mean, there's infinite scroll, so I'm less concerned at this point about the number of items on this spreadsheet. But to be able to kind of go to look at the spreadsheet and go, oh, hey, here's something that aligns with something I've been thinking about. Oh, there's nothing to indicate that this was ever discussed, or if it was discussed, there's nothing to indicate what was decided about it, except that there's not a JIRA. So I can only assume that it was decided not to move it forward. So, like, when things are discussed, they should be linked. But maybe also adding like a tiny little synopsis of what decisions have been made once an item has been discussed into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm sorry, I'm probably gonna come across as whining, which is not the case. I think when we implemented this, I not that I took on the responsibility, I don't think we've really had anyone responsible for it. And our original implementation spreadsheet, I don't think we really knew what we were doing with it, like how we didn't have a process in place, honestly. So I think the discussions we're having now makes it much easier. And for a time, honestly, I was just too busy, and I didn't know if we, like, for this one, I just didn't remember, so I didn't put it in. But I think when you have as much information as data import generates, It is very, especially without a process, it is extremely hard to keep track of all this, as you know, as we know. So I think having a process saying, okay, this is new, we're going to bring it into, you know, discussion. Then in that JIRA, I think we need to do the same thing we do with the other JIRAs, capture from the notes everything we discussed and put that into the newly formed JIRA, which typically with these new ones, Ryan normally creates those, but we can also create them as well. And say, you know, this was discussed at this meeting, but also then assign the tag of this needs further review and refinement and discussions in the SIG. Christine.
Yeah, I just want to say two things. One is I think that we need to be very clear about responsibilities, and also I think that we need to make sure that they are achievable and remember that we're all volunteers here. And you know, coming up with a process that is, I'm going to go back to that word, achievable, and sets us up for success rather than failure. Or, you know, I know for myself, I'm super busy. I know a lot of you all are super busy. This is very important, and I want to make sure that this is a success. But sometimes I struggle to get everything done. So, how can we also maybe think about structuring our meeting times so that we allow time for, you know, real time updating of these documents? You know, these are working meetings, and maybe we need to have, you know, in addition to a note taker, someone who's assigned to updating the topic tracker during the meeting. And we do it actually in the meeting. And if that means that we don't get to talk about as many things as we need to, I think sometimes we have to be okay with, you know, slow and steady progress that allows us to, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's as we are going along. And being okay with that, you know, making sure that we're doing everything right. Katie?
Katie, did you want to say something?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I thought I unmuted myself, but I guess I didn't. So I was just gonna say I noticed that I know we're just starting up the SIG, but Christy and Jennifer have done a lot of the work, and I think we should delegate, like Christy mentioned, delegate some of this to other people so you guys can kind of have a break. And I'm happy to volunteer for something like this. So you doesn't all fall on you guys.
I'm also happy to maybe like spell Katie. My only issue is that I'm not able to attend every meeting. But when I am here, I'd be more than happy to be like the spreadsheet updater person.
I agree. I can sign up. I can't make every meeting either, but yeah, this is definitely something we can, more of us can pitch in on. And maybe just have, if we write up some simple guidelines for the folks who undertake it, you know, so that we can continue to conscript people, that might be good too.
Also talking about, I'm sorry, I just want to address what Christy said about slow and steady. I mean, the SIG meets weekly, which none of the others, the only other SIG I don't think any of the other SIGs I'm a member of meet weekly, maybe metadata management, but we meet pretty frequently for a SIG. And so it would be, we can maybe take the time to do some housekeeping, make housekeeping part of each week's meeting.
I agree. I
Yeah.
think that if we would, like the same way we designate somebody at the beginning of the meeting to take notes, we can say, okay, who can take notes and who can update the spreadsheet? You know, we have two different people doing it.
Yeah, that's it. It is really great. I think there is a lot of work. I think, well, and that's what we're here to do. Thinking of a process for this page, kind of what we do will make it easier. I think what is a slightly more challenging is balancing what comes up for discussion. Sometimes our discussions, they're it we need more than one meeting to really tease out an issue or an epic. And sometimes maybe we should say it will take as long as we need it to take, which I do like that. I think data import, we have a lot to do. We have a lot of bugs and issues, but we also have a lot of new ideas. With that in mind, how are people envisioning the process for this page? I mean, I think what I was thinking of is that people put a new issue. Now, obviously, now some of these are old. I mean, this sheet came from everything that I grabbed from, pages we've archived. So we've probably talked about many of them before. But going forward, if we talk about this, then, it gets that, but it also gets a JIRA, in which case this moves from here, this active spreadsheet, to the archived, because the management then takes place in JIRA. And maybe I would add like the discussion meeting and the link to the JIRA rather than actually here. So I would get it off this spreadsheet. But Vivian.
Sorry, I lost my mute button there. No, I agree. I think the idea is if things end up with a JIRA, then they should be off the spreadsheet. But clearly not everything ends up with a JIRA. Some things are discussed and our decision is made maybe to not move forward with them as a SIG. It would be, I mean, how difficult would it be to put a line break in the original description slash use case and say, the SIG discussed this and it was decided, blah, 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 blah. And then that could continue to live in this spreadsheet so that just so that people who, new members to the SIG can see what has been discussed in the past without having to go through and read all the minutes. And then the things that do get a JIRA link would go away. Christy, sorry.
Yeah, I really like that idea. I also think that I would also like to talk, and maybe this is a discussion. Well, it definitely is. Not there's no maybe about it. A discussion with you, Ryan, to think about how we get JIRAs for new features. What is the process, and is there work that we can be doing? I'm thinking about that. Requirement that I just discussed. I know we discussed it, but I don't remember that any decisions were made. Like, are we deciding that this is in scope? Is it out of scope? What is the appropriate way to get it into the MVP? How do we make that decision? I don't know that even though it was discussed, and we probably felt at the time that, we closed the loop on the discussion. I don't know that any decisions were made. And so when something is not a bug, but it's a new feature, how do we promote it to JIRA and get it into JIRA? Because I'm assuming that that is our ultimate goal. Anything that we would like and we decide as a community should be within scope of what Folio data import provides or can do needs to have, a feature. So thinking about what that pathway is, might solve some of these problems and will be a pathway, one, off of this topic tracker, but two, into another pathway that has an established, management mechanism. For it, which is, JIRA.
Yeah, that's a good point, Christy. So I think when it comes to creating new features, like you said, that's one of the, I mean, the way I look at it, there's kind of two endpoints for the topics on the tracker here is either, we talked it out and determined we, as a group, we came to a solution with what we is currently supported in Folio, or we as a group came to the decision that what is desired, or whatever the focus of the topic is, would require an enhancement to Folio that we're interested in seeing. And so at that point, I think there's a couple options that could be ironed out. Because one, as I've done before, is I could take the lead and, based on the conversation, create a feature, just get something into Jira at a basic level, kind of a little skeleton of sorts, just to have something in Jira that we can fill in with details as it gets refined. Because that's the most important piece of making the leap from a topic to a Jira is making sure we get, a ticket in place. There's also the alternative, as I think Jennifer mentioned earlier, folks who have the ability to create stories in Jira themselves could also create a ticket that we could turn into a feature. So that's also the option of if you brought a topic up and there is an existing Jira, and then we realized, oh, this is a larger scope, it's not just a single story, that's the kind of thing that we can kind of build out into a larger feature and get into the backlog for refinement as well. So I think there's a couple ways of we could approach this that we could iron out and make part of the process here as well.
That's really interesting, and thank you, Ryan and Christy. And I'm wondering, because we do have another thing, and there are some people who have volunteered, oh, so gratefully, is what if I put in a section how the requested, and I'm sorry, I'm typing at the same time that I'm talking, topic becomes a Jira issue. Oops. So we had, the SIG decides, oops, decides not to go ahead with. So let me just bold this. So I'm wondering. Oh, that wasn't a bold. That's we'll just bold that way. Okay. Well, that didn't bold it either. So I'm for those who volunteered to help out, would it be too much to ask that, based on our discussion right now, that maybe you feel, which I think are really good. Hopefully, it addresses what everyone is saying. Like, and this could be even a new page. If you feel this is a new page, then a new page, and then we can also look at it later on. Would that make sense?
Jennifer, I apologize. I'm not really clear on what you're asking us to do.
So the ask is for those who volunteered to help out with documentation to flesh out how the requested topic becomes a Jira issue.
Okay.
So, for example, you gave the scenario of what happens if the SIG decides not to go ahead with a requested topic. So what happens in that case? If we decide what's sufficient, at one point, there's mention of, we should keep it here, but put in like a bar or a separation and say, oh, we discussed this, but we're not going to go forward with this. It's something we already have. Or we want an enhancement, and if there's an enhancement, should we use a template in Jira? Is that a good ask for the volunteers, or would you like Christy and I to work on this?
I am happy to pitch in, but I will need a little guidance. I don't think I have quite enough expertise to like supply all the content myself. Does that make sense?
Some of this stuff we could do as a group. In like one of these future meetings. Or right now, until we have sort of more of an idea, or maybe a small group meets outside of this to do it. I've found when doing documentation locally, we frequently do paired writing of documentation, so nobody is doing it by themselves, and that might be something that we can try as well.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah, I mean, despite my comment in the chat, I'm totally fine with another meeting for a small group that's working on documentation.
Well, hopefully this is something that our future selves will thank us for, right? We're going to make things easier for ourselves going forward. And I know for me, and I've heard this from, some of you all here, part of the frustration is just not knowing what the process is, having a problem or a need and not knowing the correct pathway for resolving it, right? And this helps us make sure that we're all on the same page, make decisions when there's lack of clarity, and then provide guidance to our future selves and new people. So, sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now. That did sound kind of preachy, and I'm sorry about that.
No, I agree 100% because I have people looking to me to explain how this works. And if I don't know how it works, then I can't explain to my customers and constituents how it works. So, yeah, no, I mean, this is the process and clarity of the process is absolutely a priority as far as I'm concerned. So I'll do whatever needs to be done to help that along.
Yeah, and I don't mean to rush folks either. I mean, I think I know Christy and I, we have been working on this for a long time. But I think speaking for myself, it would be nice to have more participation because, just because I think this is a document, this process belongs to all of us, not just a few. Christy.
No, I agree. But going back to, I think, the comments that I heard earlier, like you've been working on this a lot longer than I have, Jennifer. And we have it speaking for myself, it took me a little while to get into the groove of this and to feel like, okay, I have an understanding of what this needs to look like. And to be able to work towards it. And so we have a little bit of momentum, and we need to like make sure we share that momentum with other people so that they don't have to start at the beginning. And so for those of you that are interested in contributing, I would be interested in hearing like what can we do to make this more collaborative and to, share what we've learned. Like it's easier to edit something than to start from scratch. We don't want, someone to volunteer and step up and for them to have to start from scratch. And maybe the best way of making sure that there are a lot of people who understand is, to take some time, and we're asking questions and doing feedback, but maybe we need to just do some, like, either paired writing in a small group, or use some of this time and actually, focus on, writing one of these sections.
Christy, I think my vote would be for the latter. I don't know about the rest of you, but I am, unless work time is scheduled into my calendar, I have a really hard time. I manage a unit and folks are needing my assistance all the time. So, yeah, I think that would make it easier for me to contribute.
Then maybe we just build this, and it might take a little longer for us to get there, but I think that it will bring more people along. It will empower all of us, empower more people, and we can use this time to achieve that. I don't know. I can't speak for Jennifer or Ryan, who also have, visions for this time.
Katie, you unmuted. Did you want to say something?
Oh no, I was just gonna say it was kind of, I think it was back a couple things, but I mean, one of the things maybe we can do, and I agree that we should use this time because people are busy and they don't have extra time, but maybe if we can actually do editing at, a couple of people work on it, or maybe someone just create an outline or a draft to get us started, and then as a group come together and add the details. But maybe if someone can do some kind of outline or draft, so just so we can get started, and that way we don't spend too much time trying to start from the beginning.
Vivian.
I would ask, does, starting with the draft does put the work on one person, but my question is for these things that Jennifer has added, how the requested topic becomes a Jira issue, is the process already in place, or are we basically creating the process at the same time we're creating the documentation? And this has a very that question has a particular meaning for me because, well, in the meeting that I'm in directly before this one, it's for enhancements, and we are in the process of creating our internal pathway at the same time that we're trying to document it. Christy?
Others might have a different answer, but I will say that from my perspective, we're creating the process. This work has obviously been done and we have achieved some things, but I don't know that the process is really transparent. And obviously there are things that, there are gaps in that process. So it is a little bit of a chicken and an egg situation. But I will speak for myself and say I think that we are codifying, if not creating from scratch, a process while we're writing the documentation.
Well, in that case, I would say that rather than asking someone to create a draft, let's either use our existing meeting time or schedule a meeting for those of us who want to work on this documentation to do it collaboratively rather than, it sounds like, okay, so the process isn't in place. It's going to be all of us figuring out the process and then all of us documenting the process. So why not do that either in an existing meeting time or in a, you know, a quote unquote special meeting for collaborative documentation. Christy?
Just a thought. I realize we are coming up on the end of our meeting, but maybe what we need here is, and thank you so much for like highlighting this gap, Vivian, is a documentation, is a meeting where we like do some process mapping. We have something that we want to talk about. Like we have a feature we want. We have a need that's not being met, right? What happens? And, you know, have a Miro board up, map the process, and then we can figure out what documentation we need to support that process. And, you know, it could be a nice, not necessarily instead of the activity that we're doing here, but a complement to this. I love process mapping too. I love making diagrams, but I'm a visual thinker. So I'm happy to like provide the person power for the Miro board.
I'm wondering though, I mean, I'm not sure if we need like a special meeting for it. I'm going back to what Vivian said in terms of working on this as a group. And maybe we should have done this last time. You know, we have a new topic here, maybe taking this new topic and discussing it, but also discussing, you know, how do we move this into a JIRA and noting down, oh, well, you know, what do we do now? And we decide, well, this is what we're going to do. So, I mean, that would be during the meeting time.
I
so,
like that. We could have a meta discussion while we're having the discussion.
Yeah. So we get work done. And then, you know, because honestly, these documents, I think, you know, they're going to change, you know, because these, you know, and get better as we go, you know, through this multiple times. And we do have, you know, this is a standing meeting kind of place, you know, to, you know, if we talk about a new topic, like every week or every other week, we can review that process at the same time.
I really like it. Why don't we do that next week?
Yeah, sounds good. So because we have a little less than 10 minutes, so we are definitely not getting to our other items. And I think maybe that's, I saw you put new topics here. I was like, oh no. I'll allow us also to see, I think, how long it takes to talk about these things, which I think is probably more time than what people think. You know, what happens if we start like a field mapping profile and, you know, it just, you know, we can't finish the discussion. So, you know, what do we do? That was a question for today. So, any other thoughts or comments?
I'm going to say, I mean, we have something like an agenda. I know we're not dealing with Robert's rules or anything like that, but we do have an agenda for each meeting. If we can't finish a discussion on like today, we can bring it back next week under old business, as it were.
Exactly. Yeah. We just need to be better about making sure that we do that.
Yeah. And I think, Jeanette, go ahead.
Oh, I also think it's important to note on the agenda that we didn't get to it, because otherwise it's just kind of blank.
And maybe we can make use of this decision action column for that as well, saying, you know, we did not finish the discussion. You know, we need to, you know, the task is to move this to the our next meeting. So I guess that would be a point for those taking notes. So here's what I'm hearing. We are thinking of the process kind of at the same time that we are going to work on a real world example in terms of requesting a new topic. And so for next week, we're going to focus on, I think, just taking one, maybe in-field mapping profile, allow option to add, if not a duplicate. I'm going to have to take a look at that. That seems, that doesn't sound like English, but oh, and to answer your question, Jeanette, if people have read the check status document and you please just go ahead and edit away, that is a draft. We can look at it later when we have time, obviously. So the proposal for our next session is to take the infield mapping profile, allow option to add, if not a duplicate, which maybe have to get more information on that, to review that, discuss it, and also have our meta discussion on what process we're following to make sure that this is a JIRA. So is that okay with folks?
Sounds great.
All right. So what I'll do is I will add a new section called housekeeping. Maybe we won't get to that. Well, we will get to that next time since we're working on meta housekeeping, and I'll also move that that topic, that new topic, to our next meeting as well. All right. So we are pretty much on time. Any last thoughts, words, or comments?
Thank you all. Good discussion.
I just have one follow-up, Jennifer. You said to go ahead and modify them. I guess this goes back to our whole discussion of I don't actually have fixes. It's more just questions about it. So the where should we put questions about documents, not necessarily updating them.
It's a draft, so if you want, you can just edit it and say, hey, I have a question about this, or you can just put it in the comment section for the
Okay.
page as well. I mean, whichever one you feel comfortable with.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, it's been fun. It's been real. It's not the last October. Well, not the last day in October. We still have one more week. Gosh, if it was last October, that would be scary. Anyway, so I will yell.
No, I just want to say thanks and see you all next week.
See y'all next
Not
week
when it's still October.
when it's still October. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you all. It was nice meeting you. I will get these notes together. There is literally a fire drill, so I have to go.
Oh,
And how apropos. Thank you so much. I will see you next
Bye.
week. Have
Thanks,
fun. Carry
Melissa.
on. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
All right.